In voice of the Alim course, inshallah, will be finishing on Kitab of the final year, which is known as the Jami of Imam Tirmidhi rahimullah. We are finishing the second part, so inshallah, through the barakah of this Kitab, we will have that completion. We will give a slight explanation of the narration, and thereafter, inshallah, we will make dua. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make the points that he mentioned beneficial for all of us in a few manners. Number one, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu was addicted. He was addicted to the bottle. So the normal punishment is, at that time, if the man was caught drunk, you hit him. They hit him with the shoe. Again he was brought drunk. They hit him with the shoe. So hitting was one thing. But then one person said, may Allah destroy you. May Allah disgrace you. How many times you're doing it? In the city of Medina, in front of the Nabi of Allah. How many more times you're going to go back? He hit you. Again you did it. So he said, may Allah disgrace you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, that do not aid the devil against your brother. Do not aid the devil. That the devil wants him to be disgraced. That's why he's making him do it. If you can't pull him out, at least make dua for him. If you can't pull him out, at least make dua for him. He said, by you saying, may you be disgraced, that's what the devil wants. Which meant I'm hitting him not to disgrace him. I am hitting him to get him out of the problem. I am hitting him to get out of the problem. Many a time in this world, because it is very, very stressful on all, when a person finds their children with an addiction, they may be also hit. They say, I'm going to bash the lights out of you. That poor boy in his addiction, the problem is he got no light. He's in darkness. He needs light to be bashed in him. You want to bash it out. So that hiding is not going to take the boy out of drugs. If you want to hit your child, you must be like the father of Murana Zakaria rahmatullah. Hazrat Sheikh's father really bashed. But he never bashed the lights out of the child. He bashed the shaitan out of him. Someone even asked the question when they read that is this permissible to hit your child in this manner? The answer one alim gave is, his father was not hitting him like a father hits a child. His father with every slap was taking him through the steps of suluk. At a young age, now if you are the Sheikh's father, you can hit your child also. And later on your son will write his own autobiography of mine. My father bashed me and I became Allah's wali. But if you're not Hazrat Sheikh's father, which meant after they hit, they cried, they made dua. When the child slept at night, they remained awake. And they cried, and they cried, and they cried. If you can't get that, then if ever a child is in an addiction, there is no bashing the lights out of. He got no light. He got no light. If you can't help him, then at least don't aid the devil against him. If you can't help him, don't aid the devil against him. To make baddua, to say you have disgraced the family, at the moment he's not ready for that. Don't aid the devil. All those narrations that we will see, وَحَبُّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَىٰ عِيَالِهِ. The most beloved of the creations of Almighty Allah. The most beloved of the creation of Almighty Allah is the one who shows the highest level of compassion to the family of Allah. Who needs compassion? The one who's walking doesn't need you to help that person walk. The one who can't walk.
Mine? Yours? How you got mine? This one is more better, no? Same thing.
Let's leave AI just for a moment or two. Why are we teaching with AI? We're leaving the smartphone. So first we will do this narration. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make it beneficial. Where is it? So this is known as Babu Tafsir. This is one of the famous kitabs in Ahadith. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. This is the ending of Babu Tafsir. And there will be a few points which perhaps one day, even if Imam Tirmidhi hears it, he'll say, I also never know why I put this narration at the end of my kitab. That's how you write sharas of a hadith kitab. So scholars have mentioned, Babu Tafsir in Tirmidhi is different. It is only Imam Bukhari who brought such a unique chapter, but Imam Tirmidhi brought much more. And then there is the great scholar Al-Hakim in his Mustadrak. So this is known as the best from the entire compilation of the Siha Sitta. The best of what is called the Riwayat of Tafsir. Now it will take you through all the surahs, all the surahs. The last surah will naturally be Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbi Nas. And at the end of the last surah you're supposed to have Allahumma anis wahshati fi qabri. Either you read that dua, Allahumma arhamni bil Quran. You read one dua, you make your khatam, game over. Imam Tirmidhi at the end, he brings two narrations. So the people who wrote the commentary of this, they write that these two narrations, they cannot understand how it landed up here. Because this got nothing to do with tafsir. It got nothing to do with Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbi Nas. It got nothing to do with the tafsir of any surah. So maybe some will say that it's not supposed to be here, it just came away and no one could pull it out. Maybe one day or the day of Qiyamah we will ask Imam Tirmidhi, why did you bring this in a chapter where it was not supposed to be? So first I will mention to you the two narrations. You also can become like a person who writes commentary of ahadith. Because the person who writes commentary is like a person who interprets dreams. One person asked me, how you know how to interpret dreams? I say, have you ever heard of shooting stars? Just take a chance. Take a chance. I went to one house. The person told me, they saw a dream. And then the moon was created. The moon. I was more interested in the food. So I just shot and I said, inshallah, Allah will. A moon means like full moon. Full moon means a child is created full. And then you always make extra dua and Allah will make it like the moon, meaning he'll give light in the world. Always. Allah tabaraka made it the woman fell pregnant. After that, my food for life was sorted out. Like I had the right one. So the next time they're telling me, you know what, your interpretation hit solid. She fell pregnant after that. So I said, you want to know if it's a girl or a boy? He looked at me shocked. I said, it's a boy. Because in Quran, there's two words, Qamar and Shams. Shams is feminine, Qamar is masculine. So if it was a girl going to be born, you would have seen the sun. It's a boy. After I went there, I said, Lafak, make it a boy. Otherwise, all my chow is gone again. Lafak gave it as a boy. Now they want to know, like, where you learnt it? There's no learning in it. Sometimes in commentaries also, they say, just shoot, and one day someone will publish your commentary also. They say, wow. That's why I said, Imam Tirmidhi one day will say, I even never thought of that. But these two narrations came at the end of the chapter of Tafsir. When I look at these two narrations, I find they have a very, very big relationship with the chapter of Tafsir. Although the scholars have mentioned it's not supposed to be. The relationship that I'm going to mention to you is exactly what he was now discussing. So the first narration he brings after all the ahadith of the tafsir of surahs. The first narration he speaks about when Nabi Adam alayhi salatu was salam was shown by Allah tabaruk ta'ala all his children. And then among them he saw one who was like having a bright light. That was Nabi Dawud alayhi salam. Very interested in this child. Who is this? He said, this is your son, Dawud. He said, so handsome. So he said, how long is Dawood going to live? So the angel said that he will live for a period of 60 years. Adam alayhi salatu was salam already knew his age will be 1,000. So between 1,000 and 60, it doesn't make sense. So Adam alayhi salam said, only 60 years. So he said, I will take 40 of mine and I will give it to my son. Let him get 100. For me, I'm only losing 40. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, now came the time when the angel came to Nabi Adam alayhi salam and said, time to go. But Adam alayhi salam was calculating. Because once you come out from that world, then naturally you go through a state of forgetting. So he remembered the one point, he forgot the other point. You remember one, you forget other. It's like when you get married. On that night, the next morning she remembered what you said, but you don't remember. So when she's writing a list, she's writing brand new fridge, stove. You ask, what's this? She said, but last night you told me you'll give me whatever I want. He's a poet. He in madrasa never studied, but he wrote Arabic poetry. He said, Kalamul layl yamhuhu nahar. The talks of the night, the day erases it. He forgot. He just spent one night, he got memory loss. Some people are like that. They remember the next morning what they want to remember. They forget whatever they want to forget. Adam alayhi salam remembered the 1,000. He forgot giving 40. But after how many years? 900. Then, and 60 years, the angel comes and says, Adam, it's time to go. And Adam alayhi salam said, you're robbing me of my 40 years. And the angel says, don't you remember you gave it? And Adam said, I never give. Said, you gave it. Nabi Sallallahu said, Nasiya Adam. That Adam forgot, and naturally his children will forget. Adam alayhi salam forgot, and naturally his children will forget. So that's one narration. This narration, in my understanding, why it comes right at the ending. Maybe, you have to ask Imam Tirmidhi one day. After the entire tafsir, it means you're an alim. You went through the whole Quran. You know every hadith regarding every surah. You reach kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Imam Tirmidhi perhaps is telling us, but remember, no matter how many years of life Allah is going to give you, one day you're going to say it was too short. One day you're going to say it was too short. If you're going to use your life in filth, you might think I'm going to live for 1,000 years. That 1,000 years comes very quickly. And if you're going to use your life in purity, life gets finished very fast. We always think I'm going to live for years, let me enjoy now. We're not getting 960 and then pulling for another 40. We're only getting that 60. Me and you are only getting that 60. When that 60 is going to come, if Adam alayhi salam at that moment was not ready to go, although his entire life in this world was nothing but Allah, he never worshipped the devil. He never took a cigarette. He never hit the vape. He never said, let me enjoy my youth now. Every year of his 960 was in Allah. But when the time comes to go, it's not easy to. What about that man who only got 60? Do you think when the angel will come and tell us it's time to go? And we won't be able to tell the angel, I was counting. You're robbing me of my 5 days. Even you will not. So if Adam alayhi salam found 960 got finished before time, then me and you are going to find 60 is going to get finished before that. Perhaps Imam Tirmidhi was trying to say, think about your short life. Because don't ever think 70 years is a long time to go. Even 960 was not long at all. Whether he thought of that, I don't know. You think of it. Now comes the last narration. This last narration is the most unique narration, especially in this issue what he discussed. And in the issue why we have a student in a madrasa, why we have an alim, why we have a mufti that can fall into such filth, despite the fact that so many days, months, years they heard, Allah's Nabi said, Allah said, Allah's Nabi said, Allah said. And then how we have a person who's at the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of this world, and the day he makes the intention, I want to come out, then you see him going up, 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 up. How did he manage to come out? If that word was right, that an addiction you can never leave, then people pull themselves out of addiction, even when there was no Darul Islam. They pull themselves out. They pull themselves. How did they manage? So this story about, it's too hard. This narration is now going to speak about what is man. What am I? What are you? Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah came to South Africa. When he came, it was the first time we were young at that time, so people were like, first time in the masjid they're hearing a person talking about root stuff. We knew the Akabir would come and they would be looking like the angel, and then they would just smile at you like, and then they would have a tasbih in their hand, and then they would say, think of death, read Durood Sharif. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib came, and when he sat on the chair, he started speaking about how you like to look at pretty girls. So the first time in a masjid we're hearing this pious man. Then he went one level higher, he said, and I know how you like to look at young boys. And he explained it in so much detail. I remember that time I was only in the second year of the Alim course. I was just finishing my first year. And in front of me sitting, there were some boys from the fourth year. So after the bayan now, those boys are talking of Hazrat Hakim Sahib. And one boy say, he's a pervert. He's a pervert. How can he talk like that, that your eyes are going for that young boy? It was what was once upon a time felt too shy to be mentioned. Say, just don't mention it. So you hide that story under, and you just put up a nice spiritual look. But under it, boys were going through the sickness. They were going through it. And when he was explaining it, it was hitting hard. So sometimes you don't want it to hit hard. Sometimes you don't want. So then we told one boy, because now we heard it, we never heard in our times, that a boy can fall in love with another boy. We never heard that. We heard that there's homosexuals in America. But you never thought there'll be in Azharville Darul Uloom. But now we start looking in the madrasa, and we see this big boy, 1 o'clock in the morning, he wants to teach that young boy. So someone goes up to him and says, you know, like, you in the higher classes, you rather stay in your section. He says, no, that boy doesn't understand Nahwa. And I'm scared if he doesn't understand, he might leave madrasa. Might meet madrasa. I say, wow, 1 o'clock in the morning, you got sicker for that boy. I give my life for him. I say, give your life, I hope that's the only thing you're giving. Nothing else to him. So now, because as Rakim Sahib mentioned it, people started seeing that some boys are becoming too friendly with other boys. Now we notice one boy is walking, and he puts his hand on the young boy. So we tell him, like, you know what? Amazing it was at that time. So we went to go tell the small boy that, you know what? Stay away, like. This boy is too friendly to you. He told us, this boy said that mu'anaka is sunnah. Now and then you must hug. So there was something in the class at that time. We used to say, there's mu'anaka, and then there's mubatana, and then there's mudhakara. And this boy is doing all with this boy. He is making heavy mudhakara at night. But no matter how much we tried at that time, how much we tried, the boy in the ending became our enemy. But all of us could see that you are dying for this young boy. We could all see it. But no matter how much we tried to tell him, don't. He became like, we are the bad ones. We are the bad ones. And then after that, we learn, just stay away, like, don't touch it. Like they say, you take a bone away from the dog wants to bite you. But this boy, he was only in the madrasa for that boy. He was only in the madrasa for that boy. If that boy had to decide, I want to leave madrasa, he would have had that. So where we would think love only goes for girls, suddenly we realize love goes for boys. But what made us realize? An alim sat on the chair in the masjid, and he forgot his own, what will people say. And he said, let me tell you what's happened. Let me tell you. And those who heard it started noticing. Today why we had this program is, for years the issue of drugs have never been mentioned from a masjid. Pornography. Masturbation. In one place I gave a bayan on masturbation. Maybe I went too deep. I don't know if I went too deep. The guy who masturbates goes deep. I tried to stop him going deep. It wasn't my mistake that the old aunties told the people of the masjid the late night show of the masjid must also come on the mic. So it was known as the late night Ramadan show. Auntie's supposed to be making tahajjud. She's not supposed to be listening to what's late night happening. But all aunties now, suddenly they heard of masturbation. And the old auntie hears of that, you can understand like. So the next day, they feel shy to come tell me, so they told the mutawalli of the masjid, they tell him to like, take it easy. Because our sons don't even know what masturbation is. I said, wow, in this country there's no need for etikaf here. In this masjid, you're like Hazrat Sheikh already. They don't know what's masturbation. So the young boys now, small boys, they laughing. So the one boy is telling his friend, you know, last night my father, because this discussion was carrying on, how can he speak about masturbation? So my father says to the boy, you know what's masturbation? So the boy says, I say, Daddy, no, I don't know. He say, what do you expect me to tell him? I know. You expect me to tell him? I know. They all know. They all know. But when it came to the masjid, everyone said, no, no one knows. No one knows. I hear some names when he speaks. Sometimes I ask my other friend to speak in the madrasa, Muhammad. He gives some names, I don't know what he's talking about. But I see all the boys start smiling. All the boys. Which boys? These are the boys who got no phones at home. Or whose father thinks they got no phone. They never had a smartphone. But they know names. And I studied the Dajjali fitna and I don't know those names. I say, you can give the bayan of Dajjal better than me. Like, how you know it? So why we wanted this? I want you in your mind to remember that one day in a madrasa, someone sat right in front and he told you pornography is a real fitna. But there's a way out. And drugs is a real fitna, but there's a way out. Homosexuality is a fitna, there's a way out. And it must hit your mind that no one is hiding it anymore. It is a tool of the devil, he shot it. And it has to be told to the people that there's a way out because Islam explained everything. It's a devil thing. Now think of this last narration. So Hazrat Hakim Sahab when he came, so some never like him because they say he's too. And I told you it was hitting a point in the madrasas. Hazrat Hakim Sahab would say in the madrasas there's no pretty girls. Because in a Darul Uloom where you get an auntie, I remember one time some people came, the madrasa was buying a printer. So the one woman also came. Must have been an old auntie, but because her shoes were outside the office. Just the shoes made all the boys stand there looking there, waiting to see when auntie will come out. Because sometimes when you don't have anything, you'll take anything. Even old auntie's shoes. So Hazrat Hakim Sahab said, when there's no girls around, where do you think the devil is going to shoot the arrow? When there's no girls around, where do you think the devil is going to shoot the arrow? He's going to shoot it on a boy. And no matter how dirty you might feel, but it's not you, it's the devil's arrow. It's not you. Similarly, if Allah had given you a pure life, and your father protected you from a school environment, so you never went and sat next to a smart white girl. So the father said, I protected my sons. The girl is in full niqab. He says, I never let her go out. She never saw a boy. But what the father forgot is that the devil has to then shoot the arrow somewhere else. He has to shoot it. So that girl in niqab, her father trusts her so much that he gives her the phone. But he doesn't realize that the devil is looking for a new arrow. He's looking. So suddenly that girl is scrolling. And she finds at the same time that boy who's sitting in the madrasa, who got no girlfriend. And his father also said, my son is Junaid Baghdadi. And that girl was Rabia Basriya. His father gave him a phone also. So he's also scrolling, looking for one kitab. He's becoming a qari, she's becoming a qariya. One of them said, can I get this kitab? Suddenly she saw he's looking for it, she gave it to him. Shara of Shatbiya. He said, Jazakallah. She made a correction, no, Jaza, Killa. He said, oh, okay, sorry. Are you doing Kirat? She said, he said, wow, which maqam are you on? His thing started going to his own maqam already. Everything started happening. When I went through the boys who discuss with girls, and she's a pious girl and he's a pious boy, one of the best things I would find is each one at the end of the chat would tell the other that, you know, what Maulana Ridwan Qazi says is right. We mustn't talk with each other. Let's make tawbah. And then the next day they start the whole discussion again and they make nice tawbah. And the next day and the next day and the next day. Then one came that in the ending we heard him saying that even if the beginning is not good, then when you get proposed, then for a few months don't talk. And Allah will make it work after that. So let's just not talk for 3 weeks. Then the other one says, but I think important things we can discuss, isn't it? Important things we can discuss, no problem. But let it not be too like dirty. All of that, which means both know. Both know. The boy said to me, he came to ask me, my one friend came to ask me what this ibarat means. I was so happy. I taught him what it means. I said, like, I never know you got so much shock suddenly of. He said, no, I'm teaching my cousin. I said, oh, okay. Which cousin you got here? Like, why he's not studying in the madrasa? He says, no, she has to look after her parents. I said, she? He said, yeah, but she's interested in learning her deen. I said, you're teaching her like on the phone? He said, no, she sits on that side of the sofa, I sit on this side, and they're discussing Riyadu Salihin. In the garden of the pious, I say, whoa, you picking up roses here. Nothing else in your garden. And you're asking me the ibarat. But when you get lost in this, the devil will shoot a pious arrow. Pious arrow. Pious arrow. A woman wrote to me that my husband is a mufti. And I become upset when he's answering the questions of his cousins. So I tell him, tell them to send the question to me. Number one, I'm a alim also. And if I don't know it, I'll ask you to give the answer and I'll give the answer. He says, no, they feel shy. They feel shy. It's personal questions about the menstrual blood. So they feel shy to ask you. They don't feel shy to ask him. So I never answered there, but in a bayan I said it, and I hope one day he hears it. I said, my friend, this is a bloody masala. This is a bloody masala. Don't get wet. This is a bloody masala. What made him say, no, they must ask me? What made him say? When the arrow is the arrow of shaitan, that is why some have mentioned, if you don't put yourself in a hand of someone who can pull you out, maybe you'll never pull yourself out also. Sometimes you need someone to smack you and say, forget all your ilm, all your dalail. You are drowning in blood. Let me pull you out first. Then give your bayah. Then give your bayah. You are in the dirt. So as Rakim Sahib spoke, it made our eyes open. He spoke, it made our eyes open. May Allah Tabarakala make me and you those who speak to the world. They have to hear that there is something called drugs, pornography. The child has to hear it before he starts it. Our parents, when we were small, they said, don't ever buy a gun. So even a toy gun we weren't allowed. Because they said he'll hurt someone. That wasn't the way to save us from that gun. Rather, you're supposed to give us a toy gun and send us for lessons. How to use the gun? Sometimes when this bayan takes place, the parents say, my child never knew what the dark web. Now Morana mentioned it. Now the child person goes back and says, I wonder what's the dark web. There might be that idiot who does that. There might be that idiot. But please, one person came to Azad where he spoke about the rave clubs. At that time it just started. He spoke of level 1, level 2, level 3, what happens on every level. It was just disgusting, more disgusting, more disgusting. He took us to the level of filth. Then they asked, anyone got questions? This one boy stood up, he said, how much is the ticket? He said, how much is the ticket? He smiled at that, just put his hand on and smacked that boy. Like, look at that boy, how much is the ticket? He was like wondering, I'm in the wrong place here. What's happening, Dad? You get that. But we'll have to tell. We'll have to tell loudly. It must hit the mind. This final narration, first I will translate it to you. At the end of tafsir, I want you to think about why Imam Tirmidhi will end his chapter of Quran with this one here. The narration comes that when Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala created the earth started moving. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala created mountains. فَقَالَ بِهَا عَلَيْهَا And then Allah placed the mountains on the earth and the earth then stopped moving. The angels were amazed at the power of mountains. And he said, O Allah, in your creation is there something stronger than a mountain? Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala said, steel. Because steel can cut through mountains. He said, in your creation is there something stronger than steel? He said, fire. Because fire can burn steel. He said, in your creation, is there something stronger than fire? He said, water. Because when that water comes, it will just push away that. He said, oh Allah, in your creation, is there something stronger than water? He said, wind. Because when wind blows, it will push the water where it wants it to. These are all strong creations of Allah. Oh Allah, in your creation, is there something stronger than the wind? He said, yes. It is man. It is man. But which man? تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ He will give charity with his right hand and it will keep it hidden from the left hand. He will give charity with the right hand. It will keep it hidden from the left hand. Now that narration itself won't show you anything. It just shows you I am stronger than the mountain. I am stronger than fire. I am stronger than wind, stronger than water. But why? So I will explain this point. May Allah make it beneficial to all. You see, fire. Fire in itself, it only got one component, heat. So whenever you're going to light a fire, it's going to burn you. Is it the fault of the fire? No. The fire cannot fight against itself. Water, water's habitat, it must go. So if I drop this water here, the water is going to spread immediately. If I shout the water will say, it's my nature, I can't stop. So I'll say, you're very powerful, but you can't stop yourself. You're very powerful, but you can't stop yourself. Every single thing what it's made for, it hasn't got the ability to stop itself. Man has been created from four components. We have the component of fire, which is nature is to go up. Pride. I want to be the boss. We have the component of water whose component is I must spread. Meaning my name must spread in the world. They must know me there, they must know me there. I must have my followers all over. I'm sitting at night checking up now how many followers, now how many followers. How many likes? I got more likes. I'm water. Fire, water, wind. Wind, it has a nature, it cannot be contained. It just has to escape. Has to escape. I'm created from wind. I'm created from wind. That's why I ask the students, how many nazims you need to make sure you stay in class? Say, my nature is I'm like the wind. I must just go, wherever I can go. Late at night also I'm gone somewhere. With anyone I'll go, I'm wind. I'm fire, I'm water, I'm wind. And sand. The nature of sand, one is stinginess. That is why the earth has so much of treasures under it. But as long as you don't slice into the earth, that earth don't want to give it out. Another nature of the earth is it's low. It's the nature of the earth. It inclines towards the things of the earth. It's its nature. Now imagine fire could not fight against its own nature. Wind could not fight against its own nature, but it's strong. If there's one thing in the world that can fight against its entire nature, What is that one thing? Who can fight against his nature? Man. Man. One example. Man wants to be known. His name has to spread. So naturally, when he gives charity, isn't he stingy? He's created from sand. But he took out that money. He went against his nature. Second nature of his, it must be known. It must spread. But his right hand is giving his even left hand. Forget the one he's giving. Even his left hand doesn't know it. He's controlling himself. He's made of wind. He can't control himself. You want to tell his wife? You want to tell her, you know, I'm not saying this out of pride. But you know the other day, but it's a secret, don't tell anyone. Huh? After a few days, say, your mother knows about what I did. Yeah, better don't tell. Don't tell. Before he dies, he's writing in his will, I did this out of sincerity. I never wanted anyone to know. Because nobody was finding out and it was burning him. They're saying, Allah, you promised if I'd hide it, you'll expose it. You're not exposing it, okay, I'll write it here. One day when I die, at least they'll say, I was a good man. He got that nature. This man suddenly decided to break his entire nature. He gave that charity. He kept himself contained. He broke his pride. He broke his stinginess. That man who is able to fight against himself. In the end of this chapter, Allah Tabarakallah has described him, you are the strongest of my entire creation. You are the strongest of my entire creation. Fire could not do what you could do. It had to go up. You were made of fire, you stayed down. It had to give vent to its feelings. You controlled your feelings. It wanted the world to know. You just kept quiet. It wanted to show its anger. You held yourself. The end of this chapter of Tafsir is, if you can be a man like this, then you are the strongest man in the world. Now armed with the power of Quran, you will make revolution in the world. But if you don't have your own power, then you're just a normal man. Then you're just a normal man. So what he wanted and what I ask, every one of us learn this thing which is called zabt. Zabt means to be able to fight against my own desire. My own nature. To fight against my own nature. Ramadan will teach me. In a khanka you will learn it. In tabligh you will learn it. Under a sheikh you will learn it. With zikrullah you will learn it. With muraqabah, with the help of Allah. But to learn to say, because I've seen too many boys, who say, I got too much desire. Which means I must fulfill my desire. This narration showed, no, you are the strongest of Allah's creation. You're not fire. You man. You can fight your nature. You can fight your nature. You can learn to say no. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make every one of us to be able to say no. If it gets hard, if it gets hard, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib sat on a bed at that age. Someone asked him a question. Hazrat, it's very hard. So he closed his hands like this. And then in poetry, in Urdu, he said, I also had to drink my blood. He said, I also had to drink my blood. He said, I had a lot of desires. And I just held and I held. He said, where in the ending I felt blood coming from my heart. He said, in that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made me reach where He made me reach. But when he did this year, I want me and you to learn how to do this. Can I control myself? The only time I see you all doing this when you're doing calisthenics, then you're like, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. Now I want you to be able to say, I can do it. Hold yourself. When you want to press that button, then you just hold yourself. Hold yourself. Then you are stronger than the entire creation. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make every one of us the strongest of His creation. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الله in the blessings of the completion of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one kitab. Oh Allah, in the blessings of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah make the tazkiyah of every one of us. Allah, whoever has come here has come to ask you how to become clean. Allah, in your kindness, make every one of us clean. Allah, in your kindness, make us clean. Allah, in your kindness, make us those who will make others clean. Allah, let us live clean. Allah, let us die clean. Allah, let us be standing up in front of you that we are clean. Allah, we ask you for full tazkiyah. Allah, we ask you for full tazkiyah. Sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.